Music is a vital part to our everyday lives. We listen to it when we're on our way to work, when hanging out with friends, and even when we are doing school assignments. My name is John, and this is your Artist Spotlight featuring John Denver on WGLZ 91.5, where we are passionately vocal. Henry John Duschendorf Jr., also known as John Denver, was a singer, songwriter, and actor in the 1970s, who helped popularize acoustic folk music. John was born December 31, 1943, in Roswell, New Mexico. John was raised by his mother, Irma Louise, and his father, Henry John Duschendorf Sr. John was married twice, first with Annie Martell, and then a second time to Cassandra Delaney. John also has three children, Jesse, Anna, and Zachary. John grew up in a military family, as his father was a member of the United States Air Force. Because Denver's father was in the military, he moved a lot growing up. This made it hard for Denver to make friends and fit in with people his own age. Denver spoke on this during an interview with John Davidson in 1980.
I didn't really have a lot of friends. I didn't date a lot when I was in high school.
How can you with a name like John
Duschendorf?
Duschendorf.
Henry John Duschendorf.
Who wants to hang around with John Duschendorf?
Who wears glasses and has weird hair and all of those things that they always say. But I was a very insecure person, and I've done a lot of thinking about that. And what it had to do with is that there were a lot of things that were going on around me that went on with my peers that were not representative or reflective of how I feel about myself or about life. And somehow I always had some very strong feelings about the way to live, the way to interact with other individuals, how you treat people. And that's not so often what was represented out there around me. And because, you know, I felt different. I really felt different.
John began his music career at age 11, when his grandmother bought him his very first acoustic guitar. By the time he hit college, John would play at local clubs. Denver attended Texas Tech University studying architecture and joined a folk music group called the Alpine Trio. Denver ended up dropping out in 1963, and in 1965, Denver joined the Mitchell Trio. In an interview on the Johnny Carson Show in 1972, Denver had this to say about his time with the Mitchell Trio.
We got into trouble once before, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, when we did the I Was Not a Nazi polka, when I was with the Mitchell Trio.
Yes.
Who writes your songs?
Well, see, there are just a couple of things. I used to be a part of a group that was known sort of for the satirical material they did. And we're really the only people that are doing college concerts, you know, for those audiences that are doing that kind of material. And so it's something that, since I've been on my own, I've tried to retain. And
I think you're doing a good job.
Well, it goes over great for those audiences.
Sure.
And sometimes you get into trouble, but it's all in fun.
Denver continued to sing songs with a message. In fact, he spoke about this in an interview with Ray Martin in 1988.
Well, you know, and these are not the songs that were the hit records. So quite often I'm asked when people hear Let Us Begin on my last album, they say, you know, where did this come from? And I say, if you go back and listen to every one of my albums, there is something on each one of those albums that deals with what's going on out there in the world from my perspective.
And welcome back to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ 91.5. Today's Artist Spotlight is on John Denver. We just talked about Denver's childhood and how he moved a lot, and discussed his time with the Mitchell Trio, and then how he sings songs with a message. And moving on, after 4 years in the band, Denver decided to pursue a solo career and released his first album, Rhymes and Reasons. On the album was the song Leaving on a Jet Plane.
'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back.
Denver wrote the song himself, as well as many of his future songs that are widely known and popular. In an interview with Channel 7 Seattle in 1994, Denver talked about his songwriting.
I think so. You know, I have this need inside of me to sing. It's always been there. The songwriting came with that. And somehow I've found an audience all over the world. I've yet to go anywhere in the world and not be recognized. Mm-hmm. And so if there's been value in the music and it's had a positive impact on some people's lives everywhere, then maybe there's some value in finding out what's sort of behind the music.
What's the most satisfying artistically for you in terms of the balance between songwriting and performing?
I don't know that I would pick one or the other. I think the most satisfying thing is going someplace like China and having people sing Country Roads with you.
RCA Records, who Denver was signed to at the time, did not actively promote his album. So Denver went around offering to play free concerts at schools and coffee houses just to get people to hear his music. Denver would go as far as driving to local radio stations with a guitar in hand, willing to do an interview and play a few songs. Once Denver started playing, people were amazed with his voice. In an interview with Brian Tracy in 1995, Denver talked about how he learned to sing and a few artists that he likes to listen to.
Well, but I listen to the old songs, and gee, some of them sound like my voice is almost expressionless compared to what I've learned how to do with my voice. And I've learned that both from listening to other people, from looking a little deeper inside myself, and really working with this gift that I was given.
Who do you listen to?
Placido Domingo. I listen to Jennifer Warnes. I think I learned more about singing from her than just about from anybody. She's my favorite girl singer.
Shortly after his first album, Denver hit a breakthrough. His next album, Prayers, Poems, and Promises, was huge in the U.S., in large part to the song Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
The song reached number two on the Billboard charts, thanks to Denver's new manager, Jerry Weintraub. Weintraub insisted on a reissue of the track, ultimately skyrocketing Denver's career. Over the next 4 years, Denver would score his first top 10 album with Rocky Mountain High in 1972. The title track would hit the top 10 in 1973. In 1974 and 1975, Denver would have a string of number one songs, including Sunshine on My Shoulders, Annie's Song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, and I'm Sorry, to go along with three number one albums. With all this newfound success, recording companies would expect a lot from Denver. In an interview with Larry King in 1985, Denver spoke about some of the pressures that recording companies put on you.
So I think there are a couple of things. One, they urge you to work with another producer or to do a different kind of material to see if that's not going to work a little bit better for you. The second thing is that to a degree they start to take you for granted. You know, even though I'm not having the kind of hit records that I did in the middle 70s when I was perhaps the most popular recording artist, the best-selling artist in the world, all of my albums sell around 1 million copies. The record company really doesn't have to work to make that happen. It doesn't make a difference to them if I have a hit single or not.
Denver continued to have many years of success in the music industry and even ventured out into the acting scene. However, Denver would go through a rough patch toward the end of his career. In 1993, Denver pled guilty to a drunk driving charge. Then, in 1994, while still on probation, Denver was charged with a misdemeanor DUI after he crashed his Porsche into a tree. In 1997, there was a trial and it ended with a hung jury. Prosecutors later decided to reopen the case, which was ultimately closed due to Denver's unexpected death. John Denver would pass away on October 12, 1997, in Monterey Bay. Denver was flying his home-built Rutenlong Easy Plane. Denver was the only passenger. The cause of death was multiple blunt force trauma. Denver's ashes are scattered in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. In this show, we talked a little about John's childhood, as well as his songwriting, the style of his music, and the pressures that he's faced over the years from recording companies. John Denver was a musical icon whose music will stand the test of time. His music is played for several events, including the song Take Me Home, Country Roads, which is played after every WVU home sporting event victory. The song Rocky Mountain High is also a state song for Colorado. That's all the time we have for today. My name is John, and this has been your Artist Spotlight on John Denver on WGLZ 91.5, where we are passionately vocal. Thank you for listening.